Representing Simcoe County in badminton today during the 55+ Ontario Winter Games are Stephen Guo and Scott Brown from Barrie. Guo, originally from China, began playing badminton in 2010. Brown, originally from Toronto, first picked up a badminton racket when he was 10 years old. Guo, 57, says he enjoys the sport because it makes him use all his muscles, from head to toe. Brown, 55, says badminton is the most active and intense sport he has ever played. "It is the only thing that has pushed me beyond the point of absolute sheer exhaustion," he said. "When you are playing against somebody of the same caliber, it's incredibly demanding." Despite the game's intensity, Brown says badminton is healthful, social, and a game that focuses on etiquette and sportsmanship. "There are players here who are in their 80s and 90s and still play," he said. Despite playing with and against each other regularly at the Barrie Badminton Club since 2011, the Winter Games are marking the first time that Guo and Brown are joining forces in tournament action. Guo is a well-rounded player with no real weaknesses, and Brown specializes in attacking skills. "With Scott's style complementing my style, I always thought we would make a good pair," Guo explained. "I always thought we would do well together." When the Barrie duo learned that Aurelia had won the bid for the Winter Games, they began preparing to win the gold medal. "We started practicing together to see if we could compete at the provincial level," Brown explained. "Over the last couple of months, we've been fairly dedicated, and we are having a great time with it." In their first match of the Winter Games, Guo and Brown split with a strong team from Mississauga. They are hoping to make the playoff rounds on Thursday. "This is the first time we are playing against these opponents," Guo said. "When you are coming in against strangers who are gold medalists from all the districts, you have to figure out what their strengths are and stay away from them. You also must spot some opportunities. It all has to happen pretty quickly, or you will be done." Brown says the Winter Games are ultra-competitive and bring the best competition from around the province to one location. "Age regardless, all of our opponents are energized, fit, and want to push themselves," he said. "This is also a social opportunity to make new friends who you can compete against another time." Brown, who also coaches at the high school level in Barrie, says badminton is one of the fastest-growing sports in Canada. "In our local markets, there has been a very significant increase in enrollments and memberships in local clubs," he said. "A lot of it is fueled by the student population in colleges." Brown says there has been more involvement in the sport recently from high school students and people beginning to play while entering their 60s and 70s. "It's a sport that anybody can pick up and enjoy," he said. "The public is welcome to attend the playoff rounds for badminton at the Winter Games on Thursday. They are taking place at the Chippewas of Rama First Nations Minjikaning Arena Sports Key, Mask, beginning at 9:45 a.m. All events offer free admission. For a full Ontario Winter Games schedule of free-to-attend events, click here.